Frustrating game, but plenty of positives to take out of the second half.
Yeah, obviously the first half, I think it's clear for everyone to see, we're disappointed, and sometimes games go like that where, you know, you work all week and suddenly everything goes out the window in the first half because maybe just the flow of the game's not quite how we expected it or how we expected to be. But I think it was positive to see in the second half our fight to come back, and you know, it's a bit bittersweet because having scored so early in the second half, not to then go on and get a win is, I think the overriding feeling is disappointment in the changing room.
Yeah, you were watching the first half from the bench. Could you see things needed changing? Were you itching to come on?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone in the stadium could see that. So yeah, I knew sort of, I got told about after about half an hour that I probably was coming on at half time. So managed to sort of go out, get warm. So I was in the change room for half time to hear Tiz's tactics for the second half. So yeah, I was fully prepared to come on, and a dream start. But like I said, personally, again, it's a bit bittersweet because I felt like I could have got at least one more goal there.
Pretty much your first touch to score with. Have you ever scored so quickly after coming on?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I don't think I have, no.
Because you said before that you weren't a goal scorer when asked coming to the side, and you've come on and you've scored straight away.
Yeah, never too late, I suppose. But yeah, I think if anyone looks at my stats, they'll probably see I'm not really a goal scorer. I like to help the team in other ways. Obviously, it helps when I score goals, and I want to score more goals. It's not that I just don't try and score. It's just I happen to help the team in other ways, and when I score, it's a bonus. And more importantly, when the team wins, when I'm playing, I feel like I've contributed to that. And I felt like I'm pleased with my performance in the second half, but I'd much rather have us won the game with me playing how I did.
And a lot of the frustration tonight from the fans, I think, is because we were so close to scoring again in the second half. That goalmouth scramble, How did the ball not go across the line?
Yeah, I've got no idea. I think first it was Kieran and then myself and then Bailey. And then somehow the ref's given a goal kick, which I don't know how. But yeah, it was after scoring so early, like I said, in the second half, how we didn't get a second is probably a big disappointment. And like you say, that goalmouth scramble, it just wasn't to be. But I think on reflection of the first four games, we've got 8 points. It's a really good start. We're undefeated and we go into a tough game on Saturday against Exeter, who are doing really well. They've started really well, so we'll need to be at our best, recover from tonight, and be ready for a real tough game Saturday.
And is the aim to try and bring that second half performance into your whole 90 minutes?
I think it might be different. I think second half we knew probably what we had to do in terms of put their back line under a bit more pressure, playing their half against Exeter. It might be slightly different. I don't know what tactics Tiz will have. A lot of us are in tomorrow, and then I think Thursday we'll probably start our preparation for the game, and it'll be a different game, I'm sure, to the second half tonight. So I think the same forward thinking attitude is required, but not necessarily the same tactics. We'll wait and see.